Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
Welcome in, everybody, to this not live edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Sorry about the Tuesday live stream. Internet just was not working. I got on the phone with the internet company. They had me do the unplug the router and plug it back in and troubleshoot and reset and all that, and nothing would work, and really couldn't get answers as to why it was not working. Yes, I paid my bill. It was not a billing issue. It just, for some reason, last night for a while did not work. After some time on the phone and some rebooting and all that stuff, I got it back at almost 11 o'clock last night, roughly, and was not going to go live at near midnight. So I hope you understand. Please forgive me for that. But glad that you guys are here. Today, we're talking about bulletin board material, which should be completely meaningless for a game like this. And also, is this the biggest, most important game for Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart in their entire career? I think this game is more, as I talked about with you guys on Sunday, I think this game is more about Jackson Dart than anybody else on the field on Saturday. So we'll get into that as well on this edition of the Rebel Report. I would invite you, please, to like the video, subscribe if you have not already. If you're watching or listening on YouTube, I appreciate you being here. But also, if you're watching or listening on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. So if you miss one of the live streams or if you don't see the video, you won't miss a second of this very podcast. Just search Rebel Report wherever you get them, and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Your favorite podcast app, whichever one, it's there. And I would invite you to please subscribe there. So bulletin board material, sound the alarms. LSU is talking about Ole Miss, or one player for LSU had one pretty harmless thing to say about Ole Miss, but it's making its rounds, so we're going to talk about it. LSU defensive end Savion Jones said when he was asked about how you combat Ole Miss's tempo, quote, when they drive down the field, which they won't, you have to be ready to put your hand back down and play. So when they drive down the field, which they won't, you have to be ready to put your hand back down and play. And so, of course, this is making its rounds. Ole Miss fans tagging Lane Kiffin and every player that they follow to make sure that they saw it. Lane Kiffin confirmed that he saw it by retweeting it. I am sure that they're going to let the offense know that this was said, even if it's a completely innocent, maybe not necessarily harmless quote, but it is not a big deal. But if I were Lane Kiffin and staff, I would make it a big deal. I absolutely would use this to my advantage. In the locker room, I would print it out. I would hang it in Jackson Dart and Trey Harris and everybody. I would hang it in everybody's locker, especially the offensive line. I would remind them about it constantly because that's what you should do in a situation like that. You've got to take advantage of little quotes like that. However, if you guys have listened to me long enough, you know how I feel about the concept of bulletin board material. I think that it is completely and totally overblown, beyond comprehension. Bulletin board material, I think, can be effective in two ways. One of them is if you are somebody like, say, a Western Kentucky, and you're going to Athens, and you say something like that, you can get their attention when you otherwise may not have, right? Or I guess ULM caught some crap for some things that they said before their Texas game, and Texas beat them by 50. But those are the kinds of times where you should not have or produce bulletin board material for your opponent. If it's somebody like Texas playing ULM, although I didn't think anything ULM said was bad either. It's fine to have confidence in your team and yourself, but whatever. Point being, that's when you can kind of talk about it as, okay, why would you say that when it's a team that is like significantly overmatched and you're poking the bear a little bit? So it applies there, I think, kind of, anyway. And also after the game. Also after the game, if you give bulletin board material, prepare to have it used against you if what you said, like let's pretend for a second that Ole Miss does have a good day offensively, this will be used against him. Fans will clown him online. Ole Miss's social media team might even have something prepared in the post-game, like video tweet, hey, you know, we won. Look at this funny video stuff that people do. So it can be used in that regard. But when it comes to the actual game, despite Ole Miss internally is going to use this, I'm sure. If Ole Miss's offense needed this pretty innocuous quote to motivate them before they play LSU in front of 100,000 just insane people in a crazy environment, if they needed this quote to motivate them to get ready to play, then Ole Miss is going to lose the game anyway. So it's fun to talk about. I know that fans really like this kind of stuff, but if Jackson Dart needed this quote to play well, then Ole Miss is losing anyway, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and they're losing a bunch more games, because if they needed this, then it just simply doesn't matter. So pretty innocent stuff. It'll be used against him if they lose, but no, I don't think bulletin board material impacts a game whatsoever. It is fun, though. There's a little bit of spice this week. There's you know, this is the biggest not rivalry out there. As I've said to you guys before, LSU removes the benefit of the doubt of, actually, I don't look at them like my rival, when you storm the field after you beat them. When you beat Ole Miss and you storm the field, officially a rivalry. Like, it is done. You cannot claim moral superiority over another team if, when you beat them, you storm the field. It's over at that point. There is no more little brother, pat on the head, you're not my real rival thing. LSU stormed the field after they beat Ole Miss. Therefore, it is a real rivalry. Maybe not as big as their one with Alabama or whatever. Fine, we can have that argument. But this whole not a real rival discourse is done after you storm the field when you beat them. It's that simple. But we'll get into the actual game a little bit right after I tell you that this podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. In fact, I saw one of the commenters on Super Talk's YouTube give a shout out to DJ Gregory, used his services in the past. And I thought that was really cool to see. Always love to see other people have the same experiences or get the same feeling about one of my partners that I do. The Gregory Law Firm will take care of you if you have been personally injured or you have a small business in which you may need some legal advice, or maybe a contract dispute. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered for all of those things. He's in Saltillo, but can service you anywhere in Mississippi. Save this phone number, because you may not need him today, but that day may come where you have been personally injured. Or if you're a small business owner, you may not need legal advice right now, but that day will probably inevitably come. DJ Gregory, Gregory Law Firm, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. 9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. The Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report, which is usually live. Not today, but it is usually live. And glad that DJ is a partner here. So, is this the most important game in the Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart, not era at Ole Miss, but in their careers? And I think that is an easy, obvious yes, but more so about Jackson Dart to me than Lane Kiffin. We actually talked about this some on the radio show last week going into the South Carolina game about how this was the most important game for Lane Kiffin. And we had a texter say, well, this is a dumb conversation because if they win, next week becomes the most important one and South Carolina didn't matter. And it's like, well, no, I think it's a very valid conversation, but there's also some truth to what you're saying is because they beat South Carolina, now this is the most important game for Lane Kiffin and for Jackson Dart, because as we talked about going into South Carolina, this is a prove-it season for Lane Kiffin in a big-picture national perspective. This has always been a prove-it year for Lane Kiffin on a national scale. We've talked about that a lot. We've been through this all offseason, really. You guys know this, but from a national perspective, we know Lane Kiffin's a good offensive mind. We know he's a good head coach. but can he take a program from good to great? We've talked about that all offseason. You guys know that. And if they get to the bye week with just one loss, this is about what most people expected them to be anyway. It's certainly what I expected. And everything like that is still in front of him. The proof, the prove-it aspect of the prove-it year is still very much in front of him. But if they go into the bye week with two losses, if they are 1-2 in the SEC and lose to two teams in which you have a roster that is better than theirs, then it will be an indictment on Lane Kiffin as a head coach and not about the job he has or anything else. So this is a big game for him. However, I look at this game more from a the Jackson Dart perspective. I think this game is all of the pressure is on his shoulders. And I know that is an overly simplistic way to look at a football game, that as they have such nuance and there's so much that goes into winning and losing that just putting it on one guy isn't particularly fair. But in this game, Ole Miss has the better football team. They do. And so with quality quarterback play in a difficult environment, they should come out of there with a win. But lately, Jackson Dart's been bad. Had a slight disagreement anyway on the radio show yesterday with Richard about just how bad. But I think last week and Kentucky, the numbers against Kentucky masked poor play and bad decision making. And throwing the football down the field against South Carolina, he was abysmal. Now, I know Juice Wells had a drop in the end zone, but he also missed a wide-open Juice Wells. Throwing the football vertically was really bad for Jackson last week, and decision-making the week prior and throwing the football vertically sometimes was also not particularly good. He is officially struggling. Luckily, you've seen him against this LSU team. Now, it was a defense that let everybody score, but this time last year, he played great against this very team. You have seen him be significantly better against SEC competition than he has been in each of the last 2 weeks, but he has been bad lately. And if Jackson Dart is going to play like he did this past Saturday in Columbia, Ole Miss will not beat LSU. It won't happen. He has got to play better. Offensively, there is more pressure on their shoulders because while I love Ole Miss's front six defensively and they are dominant and that travels, and I think that LSU is going to struggle to run the football some. I think LSU is going to struggle to run the football. I think they're going to be able to get after Nussmeier. I don't think you're holding LSU to 3 points. I don't think you're holding LSU to 17 points. I think that the offense is going to have to score in this game if Ole Miss is going to win. Now, I don't think that this is going to go the same way that it did last year for Ole Miss, where they're only ever getting a stop until midway through the fourth quarter. I don't think it'll go like that either, but I expect LSU to be able to score some, regardless of how good Ole Miss's front six is defensively. So what does that mean? That means Jackson Dart is going to have to hit open receivers when they're available. He doesn't have to be absolutely perfect, but when you're throwing the football vertically and Trey Harris has a step on his defensive back, that pass has to be completed. You have got to be better. And also, you have got to make better decisions, like in the Kentucky game, for example. And it's the final possession, but you get a free play. You get the defense that jumps off sides, and you get a free play. And the ball not only does not get thrown into the end zone, it doesn't get thrown at all. And he takes a hit and fumbles the ball, which, again, it didn't matter because it was a free play. But things like that have got to be better for him. He's got to get the ball out faster at times. Now, I do not think that LSU up front defensively presents the same issues that South Carolina and Kentucky did. Quite frankly, I think this is the third best defensive front that Ole Miss has seen this year, which is weird to say about LSU, but this LSU defensive front does not have the high-end talent like Kennard and Stewart that South Carolina had on the edges. And quite frankly, Kentucky across the board on the front six is better than LSU. So he should have a little bit more time or comfort to operate, but got to get the ball out faster, got to be more accurate throwing the football vertically, and he's got to make better decisions. Now, one thing you can't say about Jackson Dart in each of the last 2 weeks is he's made really dumb mistake throws, so that's an encouraging thing. But he can be better, and he's got to be better, because if he's not, they're not winning the game. But if he is, I really like Ole Miss's matchups most everywhere on the field. LSU's got a pair of receivers that I think are going to be able to exploit Ole Miss's secondary at times. Nussmeier is accurate, and he's got a really good, accurate arm. Tiger Stadium is a very difficult place to play usually, and it will be again on Saturday night. Luckily for Ole Miss that this is an environment that, you know, they've played in before. Jackson Dart has played in this environment before. They've been on the road. This is a very veteran football team. So they shouldn't be overly intimidated by the environment. Now, the noise level still impacts the game, don't get me wrong, but we've seen Ole Miss teams in the past go to Baton Rouge and, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, pee down their own legs because they were so scared. Hugh Freeze's team went to Baton Rouge, and Hugh Freeze was terrified coaching that game. So I don't expect that to happen here, but it's a difficult place to play. I understand all of those things, but I like Ole Miss's matchups. I like Ole Miss's receivers versus LSU's defensive backs. I think Ole Miss's offensive line has a chance to be better than you've seen the last couple of weeks, in part because of who they are facing. LSU's offensive line is very, very talented, but Ole Miss's front six is possibly the best in school history. It certainly has the chance to be dominant. So all of that is to say that I like Ole Miss's matchups most everywhere on the field, but if they don't complete vertical passes, and if you are still struggling offensively because of your quarterback, you are not going to win this game in the way that you did last week. So is it the most important game for Lane Kiffin? I think it is for those big picture national implications, the writing the book on Kiffin. To me, though, this game is all on the shoulders of Jackson Dart. If he plays well, Ole Miss wins. If he does not, they do not. There's some expert analysis for you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know this is a bit of a shorter one. Sorry we were not live last night, but can't help the internet. And the podcast, by the way, is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Tell them I sent you, and you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. We've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, I will have an interview for you with Wilson Alexander, who covers LSU. We'll get a preview of the game from the Tigers' perspective, and we'll send you on your way into the weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll talk to you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.